This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Let us get transactional here for a minute. This pandemic has changed a whole lot of things, as we've been telling you, and among them, the way we shop. And now more than ever, if you can and are willing to pay people to do it for you and do it fast, retailers and shopping services are eager to assist. Marketplace's Eric Barris has that story.
For Paul Goldenberg of San Diego, it was at the height of stay-at-home orders in March when it started.
When everyone was going crazy over toilet paper and Lysol and all that stuff, I turned to Instacart.
The app connected him with a shopper that brought him what he wanted from an out-of-the-way Albertsons. Then there was this 96-degree day.
When my dog soiled some sheets on my bed, and I just knew that I was either going to have to get to the store with the whole heat thing and the mask and all that.
So it was back to Instacart for cleaning supplies and new sheets this time from Walmart. Goldenberg was already an online shopper. He bought lots of stuff from Amazon. But Instacart is different. The app launched as a way to get someone else to do your grocery shopping. Now it matches up gig workers with all kinds of same-day shopping errands. Instacart has added over 100 stores during the pandemic, including some that were all about the experience, like Sephora.
In certain cases, it's a connection to a brand.
Nick Shields is an analyst with Third Bridge. And right now, for stores that are struggling, like Bed Bath & Beyond, he says this is another way to stay relevant with customers.
They open the Instacart app to buy groceries, but also, you know, they'll buy some pillows and towels and things like that.
Of course, many stores already offered shipping. But because of Amazon, no one wants to wait. Carnegie Mellon marketing professor Jeff Gallick.
The logistics of doing something like same-day delivery for a relatively small outfit like Sephora, it's really hard for them to do that.
Especially at a time when lots of retailers don't have cash for that.
They don't have a choice, really. They have to partner with someone else. To build out that system for themselves, for every retailer to go out and do that, that's impossible.
So consumers are willing to pay, both a delivery charge and by providing a data drip. Because now Instacart knows what their weekly grocery list looks like, what their kids are wearing for Halloween, what over-the-counter meds they use. That means retailers have to share that precious shopper data. And it might be worth it to retailers, says Camila Yanishevsky, an analyst with CFRA.
We think that the habits that were formed during COVID-19 cocooning will stick even after the pandemic subsides.
In San Diego, Paul Goldenberg continues to rely pretty heavily on Instacart shoppers.
They're wearing their masks. They're going to the store. I'm not going in the store. They're bringing stuff to my door. I'm giving them a tip. It's a nice arrangement.
And he says it's probably an arrangement that'll stick. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.